Okay, so you have used your power.
Okay, it's on.
Okay.
You're very well.
We'll go ahead and call the county council meeting to order. It is 7:04 PM on May 26th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Henrod.
Here.
Simpson absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on May 12th. Changes or corrections?
I did have one correction, I believe. On the last page of the minutes where it talks about the amount of money we appropriated for the demolition of the building, I was thinking that was $60,000, not $64,000.
That is correct.
That was the only change I had.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else?
I think there were spelling errors, but okay.
I must have missed them, if so.
Well, I'm not, ordinance 2015-15. Is it platted? P-L-A-T-T-E-D?
Yes.
And then,
and then platter above it.
And platter above that, yes. That was the other one.
Sally must have been hungry when typing these in.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other changes or corrections? Okay, hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented with the three changes.
Second.
Okay, motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is ordinance number 2015-12. Can I have a motion to read on third reading? By title only.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present, please read ordinance number 2015-12 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-12, vacation of public way.
Okay. Marcia had made, I think, the change to add the 60 days notice to the owner of the property. Any other issues that came up at this time? Okay. So can I have a motion to approve on third reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Sorry. There was a hand blocking my way here. Sorry, Ben. Next up is the compliance with statement of benefits. First up is Blue M Medical. I thought he was coming in.
He'd been invited to come and is not here. He did turn in his CF1 form executed to Rosie.
I guess since the actual is different than the estimated, I would prefer that he come in mm-hmm. and explain where we're at.
Okay.
That's what I advised him as well.
So.
Okay. So would you like to table this and request his presence at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. We will consider it tabled then. Okay. And Burnham Kerr is going to be tabled as well, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. Okay, next up, ordinance number 2015-15. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2015-15 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-15, an ordinance vacating a platted utility easement in the city of Columbia City, Indiana.
You'll remember this is the platted utility easement that is in the Blue River Business Park, or also known as Industrial Park, along Tower View there. Is there any questions or issues that came up between the last reading and this reading? Everyone clear?
Yep.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve on second reading?
Make a motion to approve ordinance 2015-15 on second reading.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay. Next up is ordinance number 2015-18. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2015-18 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-18, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedules of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
This ordinance is brought up based on a request from Star Financial, who was requesting the installation, or excuse me, the, I guess, setting aside of a handicap space, the very first space west of Main Street on the north side of Van Buren. So if you turn onto Van Buren from the north toward the west, it would be the first one on your right there. Jeff, I know you've had some discussions with Star regarding this. Were they putting in a ramp there? Is that what was going to happen?
That is their intention. Correct.
Okay. This did go in front of the parking committee and was unanimously approved by the parking committee. There is handicapped spots in multiple places in that block, but there was a... there was a request, I'll say, by one of the members, if there's a way, and I don't, Tim's not here, if there's a way we can expand that parking space a little bit to give a little bit more room for the handicapped spot. Does that make sense, Jeff? For loading and things to that effect. So
I'd like to see that expanded towards the east a little bit, so that way we don't wipe out another parking spot. That was kind of one of my concerns, that, you know, if we're going to do that, is there a regulation of how far that painted yellow line has to be away from that intersection, or can we take it like another 4 feet away from that so that way we got room for that handicap space there without having to go into another parking space? So I don't want to see us have to really eliminate any of the parking spaces going to the west, but can we just, you know, is there
expanded?
Yeah,
a handicap spot is by rule wider than a traditional parking space. I know that there's requirements for setback from the point of intersection, but I don't know what that is, Dan. I don't think that it's going to be a big issue. The bigger issue is usually from the semis that are coming northbound turning than that one. There's
I guess I was just hoping not to have to eliminate another spot.
Yeah. I think it's the intention of the parking committee. I think it's fair to say the intention of the parking committee to not eliminate a spot. Okay. Any questions about that? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. We'll move that to second reading. You were also given an ordinance regarding just a little change in language. That's for your review before the next meeting, and it'll be discussed at the next meeting. So that's what's in front of you, just for your information regarding some sidewalk stuff. And if you have questions, either myself or Deputy Marsha can kind of address those. Department head reports. Mark.
With Memorial Day weekend, it signified us opening Burnworth Pool. So it was open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Although it was cold and windy, we were there. The only concern we've had with Burnworth Pool at this point is the fact that we are losing more water than we have in previous years. We lose a couple inches every day. To the fact that our drain will not close all the way due to the age of the pool. Splash pad is also going, so if anybody's interested in that, we can use that on a daily basis now. An update on Every Kid's Dreamland. Our playground equipment is ordered. It's scheduled to be here June 16th. I did contact the playground company to see if they could get it here earlier, and he's checking into that. That was phone calls made today. But the process of installing is going to take a few weeks. But June 16th, as of right now, is our arrival date. Hopefully it'll be a little bit earlier than that. We're in the process of JFL football registration. That's going on throughout the summer. We've usually not done that until August. But we were able to get it into the schools for the first time by doing it early. So that's the purpose of having it going on this summer. And baseball and softball games are still about every night down there, keeping us busy. I want to thank the gardeners that have been taking care of the gardens. They've done a great job. Despite, you know, a lot of construction around some of those gardens, they are very faithful in taking care of those, and I just appreciate the work that they do. And then the Aquatics Fundraiser Committee is meeting next week to start the process of fundraising. That's all I have.
Questions of Mark?
I just want to say thanks for working with the high school and the softball and all that stuff going on, how well that worked this year, I think. I think we only had one rain out that we had to make adjustments, but I thought it went very well, so I really appreciate how the park and how we worked well with the high school.
Works out well. It was a good year.
Thank you, Mark. Jeff?
The 205 project is progressing along on schedule. About a month ago, the contractor had submitted a claim for a probable delay in progress because of conflict with utilities. And due to the diligence of our electric department more than anybody in helping work through that, the contractor's back on schedule and there will not be a claim filed. So that's really good news. They're currently working on the storm line and the structures associated with that. And as you would expect, right in front of the library is the deepest part because that's where the hill is. And that's exactly where they're at right now. So it's very slow moving. If you look over into the Morse's Park side, there's a big ramp that's where they've been storing their suitable backfill material. They keep it close by so that it's less trucking for them and makes the job go quicker. So, yeah, I think that everything's finally on track with how I'd expected the project. It's had a couple of nuances to it to begin with, but it's kind of settled into its plan now. Last week, the steering committee for the comprehensive plan met. It was, I believe, meeting number 5, and looked at the latest version of the proposed comp plan. And I believe when we decide, late June or early July for the public portion of it, yet to be determined, I believe.
I think early July was the hope to get it in front of our friends here at the table.
Okay.
I think.
So it's really come a long way. Very pleased with some of the proposed projects in there. Well, all of them, but some of them will really set you apart from other communities. The RFP for the former Eagles lot is due next Tuesday morning. There were 16 invitations sent out, so hopefully we'll get a good response on that. I was informed this afternoon that we've kind of been sitting idle with the trail extension because there's two decorative retaining walls that have to be built. The company will be in this week to do those. And then within the next couple of weeks, we should be able to finish up that project. Requires, after the walls are put in, a surface coat of asphalt, then that company will come back and seed, and then we've got one section of fence to go up, and that's it. Walker & Associates is working on a design for some stormwater improvements out along Stickler Drive for us, and trying to push that as quickly as we can as well. That's it.
Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Terry?
ESCO Communications was in last week and finished up the sound upgrade for the conference room. Hopefully you're able to hear people better and the recordings will be better suited to the deputy clerk being able to transcribe them. We also installed a bright sign downstairs on the first floor across from dispatch. If you want to take a look at it, it's an informational sign that we upgrade or update daily for information for the public to be able to read when they come into City Hall. That's all I have on major projects.
It's really neat. If you haven't seen it, we're able to put up some pictures of some things going around town, but specifically we have information that's continually scrolling about, you know, places to watch out for and different, you know, limb pickup issues, and I think weather's on there, and so a lot of I think it's a really good citizen engagement tool. So questions of Terry? Thank you. Mike?
I'll be finishing up training for the guys that need the 2015 certification renewals. Those are due June 30th. So we'll be finishing that training up by the 16th of next month. I'll be finished, and they renew on the 30th. So I'm pleased with that, that everybody will renew on time. This Thursday, Indiana Rural Water Association will be hosting, our department is hosting a seminar. There is somewhere between 15 and 20 people from Northeast Indiana that will be coming into Mauritius Park at the pavilion that we're hosting. It will be a confined space and also a trench rescue, or not a rescue, but a trench competent person training seminar that's be putting on. That was one of my goals for this year, was to host a seminar within the city for our department and possibly other departments throughout the city, offer it to them, and that's going to take place on Thursday. Flow monitoring is almost complete. Should pull out our last set of flow meters it's either tomorrow or the next day, and all that other information will be compiled and we'll review that. And I also met with Larry Hayden and Troy Skies from Warsaw City, their wastewater utility, over the Armstrong lift station issues we've been having there. I went and I met with them. I took two of my guys with me and talked to them. They were having some of the same problems, and they've taken some of their single phase stations that have capacitors and relays in them, taken that out and put frequency drives that converts single phase into three phase, and converted their stations over, and very pleased with what's happened. Since they've done that, it reduced their call outs to almost zero on those stations. And at the same time, they're saving some money too, as far as converting them that way instead of converting the whole station over and having new electric lines ran. So that's something that we're looking at to do at our Armstrong station. The pump that we have is no longer through the company, through ABS, is no longer available. And the one we have has been repaired, but the armature in it, you can only rewind electric motors so many times before your armature is bad and no longer will function properly. And that's where we're at with this particular motor. I could buy another one, but another pump that will drop right into that and wire up is about $6,000. So I'm investigating this. I think that we can do this and go this way and be a lot cheaper. I have two pumps in our shop that are 5 horsepower, but they're 3-phase motors. And I think we'll be able to convert the station over, put these two pumps in, we'll upsize the station, give it more capacity, plus we'll be saving several thousand dollars. I don't have a figure yet, but I'm trying to put that together to see where we're at. So that's where that project is right now. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Questions of Mike. Thank you, Mike. Kelly?
We've had a couple of manholes that needed some attention, some old brick manholes that were falling in. Wygent's were in to do one on North Elm Street in Harrison. There's some curb work taking place in the area now. It's going to get paved later on in the year, so we kind of wanted to get that manhole taken care of before that work took place. And they got that one finished up, and they're moving to Madison and Jefferson. That intersection is currently closed down right now because of that manhole work being done there. They should have it done by the end of the week. JB Concrete's also working on curbs on North Elm Street, continuing to do work up there. Our crew, concrete crew, has been working in Graber Heights still, doing ADA replacement ramps. And we worked on all the alleys last week, got them graded up for Great Lakes Chloride to come in and spray for dust control, and that's done. Pavement Solutions finished up all the crack seal work that they had in their contract, and actually did a couple other streets because we had poundage left over to use. Had a guy that's been mowing easements, utility easements for us, and we finished picking up appliances last week after Serval did the second half of the trash pickup. Two guys will be working with the jet machine with the wastewater department cleaning lift stations the end of this week and most of next week. And we'll have everybody doing brush pickup starting Monday. That's all I have.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Sean?
We began the installation of a second automated gate out at our maintenance facility this week. It's going to make it more secure. We're going to change the passwords around to where you actually have to have your own personal password to get into the facility, so we know who's going in and coming out of the building, just to help protect our inventory and protect everyone, all the employees as well. We took delivery on a new transformer, three-phase transformer for CNR plating expansion last Thursday morning, and was installed by Thursday afternoon. We were kind of waiting for that piece of equipment. We are going to energize that tomorrow and hopefully meet our deadline, which was Thursday. So everything seems to be falling into place on that project. We did, as Jeff said, managed to get the main feed to the hospital relocated for the 205 project. It was one of those where a situation where we were not sure who was at fault, but we knew we had to get it addressed. So we just took over and decided to get the project done, and that's what had to be done there. So we were able to do it without losing any power to the hospital or without them noticing any change in their service at all, which is, says a lot about the initial setup by my predecessors and how we could backfeed all of that. We're also, the fiber crew is still in town, still putting up the blocks, as they call them, to hold the fiber. A couple areas that they're struggling to get into with their trucks, so they're going to have to climb, which is going to speed or slow the process down quite a bit, but we can't get permission from a couple places to get into, so but we're still moving forward, so I expect them back in town tomorrow. I do have a meeting tomorrow along with Mike with a couple new businesses coming to town to look at utility arrangements for the utility setup, so I'm excited about those opportunities as well. Let the mayor talk about that if he so choose. I think that's all from the electric car.
Questions of Sean? Thanks, Sean. Mike?
We have, three more houses to hook up on Wallace Avenue, and then that line will be in service to all the houses that's in front of it. Also, Earl Avenue, Niblock's supposed to repair that hatch. I thought they'd have it done by now because I told him I want it done as soon as possible, but I guess there was a hold up where we had that break there on Earl and I can't think of the other name.
It's the road that goes to Arby's.
Garland.
I don't remember.
Garland,
thank you.
And then the business up here on the northeast corner of Chauncey and Van Buren. I talked to that gentleman, and we're going to change that sidewalk in the back where the water runs down into his basement. and he was happy to, that we was going to do that.
Thank you. Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Youth council members, you want to introduce yourself? Tell what grade you're in, and tell them kind of what you did as a year-end recap. Questions of the youth council? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Just want to make sure everybody saw our flowers and our new pot hangers. I think they've really turned out great and look great. Beautiful.
They really do.
Thank everybody that helped participate for that project.
Yep.
That's all I have.
Okay. Jackie?
Nothing.
A couple things you need to know about. I spent the morning, well, a little portion of the morning at Little Turtle, talked to the fourth graders about local government, and they seemed to be very interested, especially about what happened yesterday. So that was fun to kind of explain that to fourth graders. Wanted to also let you know, tomorrow we have a joint advisory board meeting. Okay. Yeah. Were you going to report on that? Or? Okay.
Because you
can. Okay, so we have a joint advisory board meeting. You'll remember the joint advisory board is a board that is set up to basically handle the joint building and planning and building department. And building and planning. I don't remember. I never remember which one goes first. But the point is there has been some interviews conducted, and there'll be a recommendation to the board basically regarding the new director for the building and planning department. So that will be discussed at tomorrow's meeting.
I don't think they're ready to name a name yet. I think they're going to talk about benefits and stuff.
Okay, at the meeting? Okay. Nicole and I both sat in on those interviews. I think we have at least two really good candidates that either would make a good building and planning director. Working on budgets the majority of this week, just as an FYI, so all my department heads will be meeting with me sometime this week regarding that. What else do you need to know about? Friday night, you need to know that yours truly will be on in an interview on PBS with John Sampson from the Regional Partnership talking about Regional Cities Initiative. If you hear anything about that, that's just an FYI. Besides that, a lot of great things happening. I tell you, as I said in the Board of Works meeting, we had what happened yesterday was unfortunate, but I'm really proud of the way that our agencies work together. I mean, you know, the county officers, the state police officers, as well as our, and especially our city police officers, jumped right into action. I think we had, and Tim's not here, him and Tom are both at a meeting regarding the Dustin Lynch concert, so they're preparing for that at the 4-H. But I think we had at least 11 of our current 17 officers on scene yesterday. So that says a lot when we only had two on duty. So that's a really good thing. I appreciate the work that was done there. Our dispatchers that handled not only the phone call that came in, but all the traffic that came in after that, as well as our firefighters and our volunteer firefighters for helping with traffic direction and all that kind of stuff. It worked out. As bad of a situation as it was and could have been, we were thankful that nobody was hurt, first of all. But on top of that, it was amazing to see how well coordinated it happened. They came together, and frankly, they acted, I mean, all of our public safety officials acted as though they do this every day. So I was really proud of them, and since it won't be, since it'll be after or before our next meeting, I want to congratulate all of the seniors that are graduating high school this year, and wish them best of luck and let them know that they'll always have a home here in Columbia City if they want to come back. So that's all I have to say.
I wish Jim was here because we had another gully washer down at the park last Monday night. We had, with all the congestion and the number of people that was down there, the cars were back clear up again past the concession stand, and until we got police assistance to help get people out of there, it was an absolute nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because of all the one construction and the number of people, it was just, it was a mess.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure.
That's when things started happening. So. Mm-hmm. It just proves that we need another entrance and exit out of that place.
I agree with that.
And more fun.
I know. I know what you're pushing for. I get it. Ben.
A couple things. It works with Marcia. We're meeting, the ordinance committee's meeting the 9th at 3 o'clock. That was the time that Martha sent out. I assume she had okayed that with you.
Look.
Okay. So anybody can let Tim know if he's not aware of Wald as well. And then also I had another issue that came up, and I've already talked to most of you about it, but if you haven't been down South Walnut, there's a bike ramp on one of the properties down there that has received numerous complaints. I've talked to Tim about it. I've talked to the mayor about it. I've talked to Dan about it. I'm not really sure there's been violation of anything. So I'm open for input.
Well, I thought was it's a civil matter between the property owners and the owner of the property, because I don't think we haven't found anything that they're in violation of either. And usually when a situation like that pops up, it's they're gonna have to take it in their own hands, I'm afraid. I don't know what their next step is, except that truly I think it's a civil matter between property.
But I think what's important to know is that we have gotten 6 or 7 different property owners in that neighborhood that have complained, if you will, about the situation. I think both council members, Romine and Weigel, both said, and they're true, is that there really isn't anything in our ordinances, or frankly in state statute, that we can really address at that property. As a kind of a point of trying to help the situation, my office has been trying to get in touch with the owner of that property, and we have not had luck for multiple weeks now. So we'll continue to try, but it is a very difficult situation. It's a neighbor versus neighbor type of situation. And I'm not sure what all we can do outside of, I guess, maybe addressing it through an ordinance. But again, it's a question of, do you want to create an ordinance to address one specific situation or not? And that's ultimately a question that you as the council have to figure out. So, Ben, I'm assuming you would counsel the council to go maybe drive by the property at Walnut and Market Street. Maybe sometime before the next meeting, maybe. And
I mean, there's been, the complaint has been there's kids running out into the street in it. Tim's had officers by it. I've driven by it half a dozen times throughout the day. I've not seen any kids on it. I assume they have been at some point. Tim said he's been by it several times. He's had officers by it.
It's a monster. I can say that when they first made the ramp, they was coming down and they were jumping and they were landing in the street. But they have redesigned it so that they just go up and come back down. So they're not.
So you're not seeing them in the street
No.
anymore?
and I'm a block away. When they first put it up, it was, they were going into the street. Or really, they were landing in the yard and then they would ride out in the street.
Okay.
But since they redesigned it, I have not seen them ride out in the street.
And from my understanding and from the view of the property, it does not look like they have a backyard.
No, they do not.
I tried to get my computer.
So I looked at that as a possible option, but it doesn't appear that it is.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, but would suggest if you have thoughts or ideas, I think Ben and Dan and myself and Chief Ongemal are all looking for suggestions on how we address the situation if it is ours to address. So,
what's Marsha's opinion?
I was so hoping I could hide from this one.
He was under.
This was brought up, what, last year or the year before?
Well, there was a different issue last year.
Oh, was it?
A similar neighbor-to-neighbor dispute. But
okay. I mean, they're on their.
It's on private property.
It's on private property.
It's not a permanent structure.
Yeah, I just don't know what you can do.
Well, that was the point I was at. I mean, I don't really know. Mm-hmm.
Not a danger to somebody else.
Yeah. And it, doesn't fall under the typical criteria of nuisance, where it's not a noise problem, a smell problem, a health hazard. I mean, well, I mean, from typically think about health as, varmints and, disease spreading. But like Tim said, we can't stop kids from doing stupid things.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Not mean to rush it, but
no,
I'm not hearing a whole lot of suggestions coming up. So.
Well, I don't know that there are any, but I just
right. I agree.
I want to make the rest of the council aware of it.
Totally agree, Ben. Thank you. Cole.
I've just had a couple people talk about weeds on Swihart and Collins Street.
Okay.
But Jeff and I drove down there. I didn't see a whole lot, but just to maybe check.
Okay.
Where at? Swihart and Collins, that area.
Speaking of that, do we actually have someone in charge of ordinance enforcement now, or is it just all the officers?
It's kind of a rotation basis, I believe. Right, Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just give the notice to one of the, whoever's on next in rotation. And
maybe it's not like Pete was, where he was. I mean, that's all, or no, primarily all he did.
The goal is to get back there once our new officers get on board, if you will.
Okay.
They have the training and stuff like that. But that's the hope, is to transition somebody back into that role so we can be, again, proactive of addressing those issues.
So any issue that comes up, just relay it to Tim and he'll get it to, or?
Yeah, I would just relay it right to Sally, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Right, Rosie?
Just call our office.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Take care of it.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you have specific address.
I will get you specific.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave her one or two today. So. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, public. John, by the way, hi. Would you like to say hello?
Sure. I kind of went around and talked to everybody earlier, but I'm John Myers. I'm the new president of the Whitley County EDC. I took Alan Teo's place. And just glad to be back home, kind of working a little closer to home instead of driving into Fort Wayne every day. So if anybody needs anything, stop by. You know where to find us, over in the county building, and we'll see what we can do.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Media. Okay. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.